Let's say a person misses Maariv, a person misses Shachar, a person misses Minchas. The din is Tashlumin. We're all aware of this halacha. It's done by Shogun. If you accidentally miss Maariv, you have to daven two Shacharis. Let's say a person accidentally misses Shacharis. What's missing Shacharis? Bidyevit is Chatzos. When's the earliest time you could do Tashlumin for what you missed? So that's a machlokas rishon. The Rashba, it's quoted by the Beis Yosef, I think in Or HaChaim Siman Pei, Tes, writes that you can start at 12:30, Mincha Gedola, because that's when Mincha starts. Alternatively, there's a diuk from Rashi that you can start even beforehand the second Shacharis ends. New, what's behind that, my focus? Correct. Is it that you missed Shacharis and now you have a later chance to daven Shacharis? Or you missed Shacharis, but now you have two minchas. It's like if a kid doesn't, I like to talk about it, if a kid doesn't do his homework assignment on time, the teacher can say, you failed. The kid's like, but Nebuch, please have Rachmanis. So the teacher says, fine, you have extra credit. You can do something else instead, or you can have an extension. How do we look at Tashlumin? Is it the same old tefillah but later because it's an extension, or is it a different tefillah to tefillahs minchas? L'may nachmi, if it's an extension, you'd imagine it can go straight through. If it's a different tefillah, then perhaps not. Let me show you if you want a quick nafki minas to this hakir, which I think will be helpful. Here you go. There's halacha by women. Women, how many times a day do women daven? So that's a big discussion in poskim. Most women probably daven once a day. I think Rav Avadya Paskin is like that. A lot of the other poskim paskin once a day. But the Mishnah Berurah says women have to daven twice a day. What would the din be? Welcome, welcome. What would the din be if, let's say, a woman misses Shacharis? According to the Mishnah Berurah, who holds women have to daven Shacharis and Mincha. If a woman misses Shacharis, what would the din be? She should daven Tashlumin and daven two Minchas. Makes a lot of sense. But let's say a woman misses Mincha. So the three possibilities I can think of. What would you suggest on your own, Misvara? What? Either she davens one Maariv, or she davens two Maarivs, or she davens two Shacharises. Why two Shacharises? Because she's got her own schedule different from me. And then as the three tefillah rotation, she's got a two tefillah rotation. I think Rav Shlomo Zalman raised it out of possibility, but rejects it. What's the other two options? Either one Maariv or two Maarivs. The Mishnah Berurah paskins two Maarivs. That's halacha l'maaseh, according to the Mishnah Berurah, for women who daven two. What would be behind that machlokes? L'chore, if it's a later Maariv, then how many would you have to do? If it's a later Mincha, how much would you have to do? One. But if it's two Minchas, you cannot have a second Mincha. Right, no, sorry. If you miss Mincha, you have two Maarivs. You cannot have a second Maariv until what? Exactly. Let's just give us one more quick nafka mina, because I'm running out of time. One more quick one. There's a halacha that Maariv is a reshus. If you miss Mincha, how many of those Maarivs are reshus? One or two. If you miss Maariv, how many of those Shacharises are reshus? And there are nafka minas to that. What would a nafka mina be if Maariv is a reshus? A nafka mina depends on what Maariv reshus means, which is a whole other conversation. But let's just say there's a discussion. The din is, if let's say a person walks into shul Friday night very late, and they daven really quickly, and they cannot catch up on time, so when you hear Friday, the chazan saying, bracha mein sheva, magen avos vidvaro, you can stop and listen and count that as your shmona esrei for Maariv. What question might one ask? If you missed mincha, could you use that to count as? Exactly. Can you use that to count as your tashlumin for mincha? See, if it's two maarivs, the answer would be absolutely. That's totally fine. However, if it's not two maarivs, it's a later mincha, then perhaps what? L'chori, you'd have to daven a real... Like if it's two maarivs, it counts. If it's a later mincha, you would not be able to do that because using the Magen Avos, you know, main sheva only works because Maariv is a reshus. So this is not a reshus. It's a later mincha. We're not in the size of a reshus. You have to daven it yourself.
You